Good morning.
No groping.
Shh. All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm Mary Norwood. I'm chair of the zoning committee, and I'm delighted to have so many of my colleagues here. To my right is Councilman Howard Shook. To his right is Councilwoman Keisha Lance Bottoms. To my left is Ivory Lee Young. To his left, Carla Smith. And to her left, Alex Wan. So we will begin, and we need to amend the agenda to include one legislative item from the Zoning Review Board. So do I have a motion? Move to amend the agenda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, and a motion to adopt the agenda as amended. All in favor, please say aye. Okay, that's done. Approval of the minutes without objection. We will approve those. And then we have ordinances for first read. There are 10 first read items to be referred to ZRB and or back to the Zoning Committee. And as you know, I request that we read those first reads so the community, and we have been joined by Councilman Kwanzaa Hall. So Ms. Charlotta Wilson, Jacks, if you would please read those first reads, ordinances for first read.
Yes. 1605-1576, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to amend Ordinance 040-0467, adopted by the City Council on May 3, 2004, and approved by the Mayor on May 11, 2004, for property located at 60 Pascal Boulevard Northwest, formerly known as 840 Carter Street Northwest, to approve a transfer of special use permit for a daycare and for other purposes. 1605-1577, Z-1658, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the I-2 Beltline District to the MR-4A Beltline District for property located at 915 Glenwood Avenue in PUW, Council District 1. 1605-1578, Z-1659, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R-5 to the PDH Plan Development Housing District for property located at 844 Belgrade Avenue Northeast and 825 and 835 Angier Springs Road Northeast. This is NPU 2, Council District. This is NPUN, Council District 2. 1605-1579, Z-1660, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the I-1 and R-4 districts to the C-1 and MR-3 districts for property located at 2246 and 2260 Marietta Boulevard, 2331 Dunseith Avenue, 1800, 1810, and 181 Queen Street, and 1791, 1811, 1817, 1827, 1837, and 1845 LaDon Lane. This is NPUND, Council District 9. 1605-1580, Z-1661, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the I-2 to the MRC-3 for property located at 926 Brady Avenue Northwest, NPUE, Council District 3. 1605-1581, U-1622, a special use permit for a civic club for property located at 3905 Powers Ferry Road, NPUA, Council District 8. 1605-1582, U-1623, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for a hotel pursuant to Section 1634007IJ for property located at 926 Brady Avenue Northwest, NPUE, Council District 3. 1605-1583, U-1624, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit pursuant to Section 1617-0071P for a truck terminal for property located at 3195 Brick Plant Road, Northwest, NPUG, Council District 9. 1605-1584, U-1625, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit pursuant to Section 1611-005 11 for outdoor dining within 1,000 feet of property that is zoned as R1, R2, R2A, R3, R3A, R4, R4A, R4B, or R5. Property located at 2246 2260 Marietta Boulevard, 2331 Dunseith Avenue, 1800, 1810, and 181 Queen Street, and 1791, 1811, 1817, 1827, 1837, and 1845 LaDon Lane, NPUD, Council District 9, 1605 U1626, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for transfer of development rights for property from 979 Crescent Avenue to property address as 1138 Peachtree Street. NPUE, Council District 6.
Thank you. And Mr. Wan.
Madam Chair, I'm on the very last one that was read, 1605 U1626. I would ask that as this travels through the process, that staff look at the council district number. I believe this should be in Council District 2.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, sir. All right. Do I have a motion to accept the first read? Any discussion? If not, we are ready for the vote. I need a second.
Second.
Got a second.
The vote is open. Please vote.
All right. Is everyone voted?
Vote is closed. 7 yeas, 0 nays.
7 yeas, 0 nays. All right, now we're at ordinances for second read, and the first one is 160-1482, an ordinance by Councilmember Alex Wan to zone Woodbridge Crossing to the RG2 Residential General Sector 2 Zoning District and for other purposes. Do I have a motion? A motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. We are ready for the vote.
Vote is open. Please vote. Vote is closed. 7 yeas, 0 nays. The motion passes.
All right. The next item we will hold for a public hearing on October 26th, but I will read it in. 160-1553, MRPA 1604, an ordinance by Councilmember C.T. Martin to grant a certificate under the provisions of the Metropolitan River Protection Act for a warehouse located at 1100 Fulton Industrial Boulevard, Northwest, land lots 267 and 268, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. And this we will hold. A motion to hold. A second?
Second.
And it's been seconded. We're ready for that vote, please.
Vote is open. Please vote. Vote is closed. 7 yeas, 0 nays.
7 yeas, 0 nays. It passed. It will be held. The next is a resolution, 16R-4457, a resolution by Councilmember Ivory Lee Young Jr. authorizing the mayor, his designee, on behalf of the City of Atlanta to enter into special procurement agreement number FC-9194, zoning amendment services pursuant to Chapter 2, Article 10, Division 4, Section 2, 1191.1 of the City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances with Tunnel Spangler Walsh Associates in the purchase of zoning amendment services in an amount not to exceed $300,020.00 with an initial term of 1 year and 1 year renewal term option. All contracted work to be charged to and paid from funding numbers listed and for other purposes. There is a substitute, so we need to have a motion to bring forth a substitute.
Second.
All right. All in. Do we need to vote on that, or is that voice vote? Okay, vote, if you would open the vote, please. Yes, we did.
Second.
I'm sorry, we did. It was Kwanzaa Hall. And then it was Ivory. So we've had a second and a third. And Mr. Shook, I believe. So we have four.
The vote is open.
Thank you.
Vote is closed. 7 yeas, 0 nays. The substitute is brought forth.
Okay, and the substitute provides the correct account stream and corrects the term of the agreement from 1 year with a 1 year renewal option to shall not exceed 18 months. There was a discrepancy in the time frame. All right, move to approve on substitute. Second? Is there a second? A second by Ms. Smith. We are ready for the vote.
Vote is open. Please vote. Vote is closed. 7 yeas, 0 nays.
All right. And then I need a motion, please, to refer this to Finance Exec.
Second.
All right. It's been moved by Mr. Wan, seconded by Mr. Shook.
Vote is open. Please vote. The vote is closed. 7 yeas, 0 nays.
All right. And so that will be referred. And I want to commend the department for getting this before us. I know you have been working for many months to have this become a reality, but it is great to know that we will go ahead and make those quick fixes to our zoning ordinance. So thank you very much. The last item is a walk-in legislation, which is 160-1334, an ordinance to rezone from the MRC 3C district to the MRC 3C district for property located at 553 and 559 Boulevard Northeast for a change in conditions and for other purposes. We have a substitute, as I understand it, so we need to bring that forward.
It's an amendment.
Oh, it is an amendment.
Approve it as an amendment.
Okay. All right. New information. So do I have a motion to thank you and second. So Mr. Hall and Mr. Wan, and we are ready for that vote.
Okay. The vote is open. The vote is closed. 7 yeas, 0 nays.
All right. And that passes unanimously. And is there any other business to come before the committee or discussion? Move to adjourn. We are adjourned.
That there be three reference points for the added language, and that is a process to communicate data, collect data,